Hi, everyone. Welcome to the West Wellness and Longevity Podcast. My name is Tara West, and I am a functional nutritionist, passionate about how we can use food as medicine and truly heal our bodies. I'm also obsessed with longevity with a love for peptides, fitness, and all the latest and greatest biohacking resources. I spend hours upon hours looking at the latest research and implementing them into my own life and in my practice with my clients. I look forward to sharing all of this wonderful information with you. Hey guys, quick reminder, this podcast is for information purposes only and not meant to treat or diagnose. So please consult with your personal health practitioner prior to implementing anything that you hear about on this show. Now on to the next episode. All right, welcome back everyone. Let's see, a few things before we go into today's topic because I'm afraid I'm going to forget to mention them at the end. I know I've been saying this, but it seems like in this space, it's happening more and more lately about Instagram and TikToks and all the ways that we put information out there in this space are being more and more censored and more accounts are going down. I know that I've been censored. I've already had one TikTok account taken down. I started another one and I have a ban warning on that right now. My Instagram is 100% being shadow banned. And as of yesterday, I wasn't able to respond to anybody's messages, which I think is the beginning of the end. And I got a warning from Instagram that they were not going to allow me to respond to anyone. And they took some of my posts down, I think for 24 hours. I'm able to respond now, but it's just getting more and more of an issue. And so if you do follow me, you may have noticed that I have not really been posting much at all. I'm trying to let it die down a little bit so I don't have such a target on my back, if you will, to see if this will go away a little bit, although I don't think that's the case. I don't know. Recently, it seems just to be a big issue with a lot of other people in this space that on some form or fashion talk about peptides or sell peptides or whatever. So all that being said, please get on my email list. The way to do that is to go to the Peptique website, and in the bottom of the footer page, you can just enter your email. And I've had some of you do that, but it hasn't been, with the amount of listeners that I have, it hasn't been to the extent that I wanted because I'm afraid that all that stuff's going to get shut down. I do not send you spam email. I'll send you new products and promotions that are going on at the Peptique. And at some point in time, it may be my only form of communication with everyone outside of the podcast, at least for now. So go do that. I also always put my email address in the show notes. If you want to be put on my email list and you don't want to go to the website for whatever reason, just email me and say, add me to your list and I will do that. Okay, what else? I think that's it. Today's topic I wanted to bring up because in my school group, the Women's Peptide Collective, this particular product has been brought up a lot. And one of the questions that I always send out there to that particular group of ladies, shout out to all of you who are listening, is what products do you want to see? What are the things that you're using that you would like to see at the Peptique or that you just like to use in general, whether they get added to the Peptique line or not? And Lipo-C kept consistently coming up. And so I had been personally doing Lipo-C injections for about a year. And so I thought it was interesting that this was something that kept being brought up. As of yesterday, and I'm recording this on the October 27th, which I'll release it tomorrow. So this is in real time, if you will. We have added what I call the Fat Blaster. It's a form of the Lipo-C injection to the Peptique's inventory. So if it is something that you're wanting to use or that you're interested in after listening to this episode, you can go to the Peptique website and try it out. I will also put that link in the show notes as well. But I think one of the things that often comes up, and I know a year or so ago when I was looking into doing an injection like this, I got really confused because there's the MIC shots, the MIC shots, and the Lipo-C. I also hear a lot of people think that Lipo-C is vitamin C injections, and that's not the case. So don't let those confuse you. But I thought what I would do is break down the difference between a mic shot or a mic shot, however you want to say that, and a lipo-C. So the MIC injection for the mic shot, those are methionine, inositol, and choline. So this is a triad of these particular things that are very effective. But the lipo-C goes a little bit further, and it's called lipo-C because it's a lipotropic injection. So this includes the mix shot, the inositol, choline, and methionine, but often has additional things added to it like L-carnitine, B vitamins, and other lipotropic amino acid support, depending on how it's formulated. In short, the MIC injections are marketed as lipotropic fat metabolism support to complement diet and exercise, where the lipo-C is often marketed similarly, but it's more of a fat-burning, metabolic boost, liver detox. So it incorporates and layers in a few more things. So those often get overlapped. So I wanted to clarify that before we go too deep into this. And I'm talking more about the lipo-C, the lipo, and less about the MIC, but they're the same thing, but different, right? So you're going to get the MIC plus other components. And I'm going to break down what at the Peptique is our version of lipo-C. And we refer to it as the fat blaster. And that's how you'll see it on the website. And so let's break down what is in this particular version. We have L-carnitine, 300 milligrams of L-carnitine, methionine, 25 milligrams, choline, 50 milligrams, inositol, 50 milligrams, vitamin B12, 1 milligram, and vitamin B6, 50 milligrams. And then I specifically chose the NADH for this formula of 50 milligrams. And this milligram amount is per milliliter, and it comes in a 10 milliliter vial, just so you know what you're getting. So before we break down what each of these components do in the fat blaster, let's talk about our metabolism and the logistics of it, okay? So we want our metabolism to mobilize stored fat, get it out of storage. We also want it to transport into the mitochondria, which are the engines. We want it to burn cleanly for ATP, which is that energy production. We want to keep the liver clear so the system doesn't get clogged. We want to keep our blood sugar steady so we don't have cravings that derail our goals. And we want to support enzyme and coenzymes that run energy chemistry. And so the fat blaster stacks each of these different levers: L-carnitine for transport and fat oxidation, methionine plus choline for liver fat handling, inositol for insulin signaling, and B12 and B6 for metabolic enzymes and neurotransmitters, and then the NADH to directly feed the mitochondria spark plug for energy. So that kind of gives you a brief snapshot of what this does, but let's take a deeper dive into each individual component. I'm not going to go super deep into these. I'm just giving you a general overview. L-carnitine has a ton of research behind it, and it helps shuttle long-chain fatty acids into mitochondria so they can be burned as fuel. And a meta-analysis in human trials shows reductions in body weight and fat mass and improvements in exercise performance and fatigue, especially with people that either have higher adiposity or they have higher training loads. So think of this again as the fuel shuttle. It's vital when you're trying to use stored fat, not just store less of it, but helps us use that stored fat as an energy source more efficiently. Methionine, it's an essential amino acid central to methylation and a precursor to glutathione, which you've heard me talk a lot about. That's our master antioxidant. And this is super important for liver fat processing. Reviews show that methionine status influences lipid metabolism and redox balance. And methionine sits at the hub of the methyl donor chemistry that impacts liver function and metabolic health. And I don't know if you've ever looked at a methylation chart. It can be quite confusing. I had to study it in detail when I went back to school. Methionine is right up there in the very beginning phases, okay? So this supports hepatic lipid handling and cellular defense with the rest of the stack that pushes the fat utilization. Choline is a lipotropic B-like nutrient, and it's required to package and export fat from the liver. So a randomized controlled study of non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, which we all know is pretty rampant these days, found choline improved oxidative stress markers, pointing to better liver fat management. And this keeps the metabolic highway clear so that mobilized fat doesn't bottleneck in the liver and the liver can actually clear it, which is obviously super important. So inositol, it supports insulin signaling and metabolic flexibility. You'll see this a lot, particularly with people with PCOS, really benefit from this particular supplement. Research has shown time and time again that it improves insulin sensitivity, lipids, and metabolic markers across the board. So this is really helpful for cravings, energy stability while cutting the fat. So we're going to have, in theory on this, fewer crashes and cravings and easier adherence to lifestyle changes and just better fat use overall. And B12, we all know what B12 is. This is a cofactor in energy metabolism, red blood cell formation, and nervous system support. So B12 is really the backstop energy chemistry, especially useful if our intake or absorption of this is marginal. It can really make a big difference. And then we have B6. This is a coenzyme for 100 enzyme reactions and amino acid metabolism. It also helps with neurotransmitter synthesis and immune function. Research shows that B6 plays a central role in energy substrate handling and neurotransmitter balance. So this is really useful when you're pushing metabolism and trying to have appetite control. So B6 kind of fine-tunes enzyme pathways, that mood and appetite and things like that. And then there's NADH, okay? This is the reduced form of NAD+. Don't think of it as less effective. It's different. I'm going to go into why. But it directly donates electrons in the mitochondrial chain that make up ATP. So research shows that using NADH and things like chronic fatigue syndrome shows improvements in fatigue and quality of life, consistent with this idea that enhancing the electron transport chain can actually raise cellular energy output. So think of this as the spark that synergizes with L-carnitine's fat to actually make energy from that fat, which is the goal. But let me break down the difference between NAD and NADH, okay? So NAD+ is the oxidized form. It acts as a coenzyme in energy metabolism. So it accepts electrons and then it becomes NADH. And it's really more known for DNA repair, cellular longevity pathways, and things like that. NADH is the reduced form. It donates electrons directly into the mitochondrial energy chain. So you have more of immediate ATP energy production. So think of it as this, like a battery. NAD+ is the empty battery that can accept the energy. And the NADH is the charged battery that can release the energy. I always say it like this. Think about NAD+ more as a longevity type of tool as we age. NADH isn't going to have that type of impact, but what it does do is it gives us more of that instant energy. And maybe not as intense as when we take NAD+, but it's not going to have the longevity aspect of it. It's just going to give it that more immediate push in energy. And you can take the two together. I, to be completely honest with you, I don't know enough about it yet to say how to dose it, how to take it, and that's not what this episode is about. So I would maybe recommend not doing that right away. And we're talking about really small doses of this in this particular formula, but just enough to help with your energy levels, okay? So let's talk about how these all work together. I'm gonna go over this again. The L-carnitine moves fatty acids into the mitochondria for oxidation and helps you use the fat more efficiently as an energy source. And it helps with recovery and helps with workouts and all the things. Then thionine and choline help support methylation, glutathione levels, things like VLDL export, so fat doesn't stall in the liver while you're trying to lose weight. And then the inositol helps with the insulin sensitivity to reduce cravings and mood swings and things like that, while B6 and B12 keep metabolic enzymes and neurotransmitters going. And then the NADH feeds the electron transport chain to give us clean ATP and help with energy throughout the day, which can help with training and mental focus. So you can start to see how all these synergistically could actually really work beautifully together. So here's the question, because I've been getting this a lot. Can this replace a GLP? No, it cannot. This is not a weight loss drug. I always say that you use this as a tool to optimize things in our systems that begin to decline as we age and help the peptides work better. So I wanted to briefly touch on, because we often talk about peptides in this space, and a lot of my listeners out there, all of you, use peptides, including myself. So let's talk about how this particular supplementation can really come in and support the use of peptides. So let's talk about how this can come alongside something like a GLP and really complement that. It's going to help you burn fat quicker while you're on a GLP to get results faster. Or if you're just in a maintenance dose or you're microdosing just for the anti-inflammatory benefits and your training and things like that, it's going to help you use your fat stores more efficiently. It's also going to help fuel your mitochondria, so your energy intake stays up. And it's going to just, with inositol, it's going to help even more regulate your insulin and your insulin sensitivity and things like that. It's a beautiful thing, I think, to pair with a GLP just for overall metabolic support and a lot of deficiencies in things like B12 that start to get depleted, particularly if we have some genetic issues going on or as we get older in general. It also works beautifully along 5-Amino-1-MQ, which all of you know is one of my favorites. It can help increase that cellular energy by preserving the NAD levels. And then you pair that directly with the NADH support, and it really strengthens the entire mitochondrial pathway. You get more clean energy and more fat used as fuel. MOTC, doing MOTC right now. I plan to do an episode on this, maybe even next week, because I love it. One of my favorite peptides. It improves metabolic flexibility. So it's your body's ability to switch from burning carbs to burning fat. So the fat blaster literally delivers more fat to be burned. So you can start to see how those two work really well together. So those are just a few examples of how this can really come alongside some of the other peptides and really synergistically work great with each other. But let's talk about side effects. Not a ton. I personally have not experienced any side effects, but that's me. But some of the ones that I've heard my audience talk about or just read about in general is some gastrointestinal side effects like nausea, diarrhea, things like that. Some poor people report feeling tired. And of course, pain at the injection site, which we always talk about. One of the things that I think is really important to bring up, because this is not get discussed as often as I think it should, is if you've listened to any of my earlier episodes, I've always been fascinated by genetics, and I had to learn a lot about genetics and actually ran a lot of genetics on prior clients when I was doing those types of consultations to look at how their genetics were playing into their overall health and wellness and how we could use that information to just improve their fat loss, their longevity, their overall health optimization. And so one of the things I think you have to be careful with this particular type of supplement is if you have the MTHFR, which to some people, up to 60% of women and 40% of men have some version of a gene variant. You could have the heterozygous or the homozygous. I'm not going to go into all of that. But depending on how severe it is, it could cause some issues. And we'll talk about that in a minute and how to get around that. Or the COMT, if you have one of those variants, particularly if you have a slow COMT variant. This can cause feelings of increased anxiety. It can cause you to feel wired, racing thoughts or agitation, headaches or pressure, heart palpitations, irritability and mood swings, sleep disruption if taken later in the day. Let me pause there. I did experience that when I first started taking this because I was taking it at night. Dumb me. If you really think about what's in this, that was really not the smartest thing to do. And then I caught on immediately. I happened to have both of these gene variants. So it did impact me that way. Just switch it to the morning and it was not a problem. Nausea, some people can get nausea from high doses of vitamin B. And then you know, if you have the slower COMT, you can become overstimulated by these methyl donors, leading back to that anxiety. And some people just with the MTHFR, particularly if you've got the double whammy of those or multiple genes that have variants, because there's different MTHFR genes, you can be more susceptible to some of these because you just can't balance the methylation as efficiently. And I think in theory, we think, oh, the methyl B vitamins are a great thing if you've got the gene variants. But if you also have the COMT, or you overload with too much methyl B vitamins, it can start to cause issues. A perfect example of this, and this happened just today on my school platform and the Women's Peptide Collective. There was a lady that had mentioned that she started taking this and it caused her to break out and among other symptoms. And the reason for that is just a brief example is sometimes when we support metabolism and methylation, particularly with these gene variants, the body ramps up detox and hormone processing faster than the skin can handle. So that can show up temporary as acne or congestion, and it usually settles as the body adapts. But slowing the dose a bit, upping hydration, taking it earlier in the day, that sort of thing can really help a lot with those. But that's just one example, and you've heard me say this before, of how we are all so bio-individual, meaning my biochemistry and how I respond to something, no matter what the research says, no matter what the mass experience is, can respond very differently. And so that's why I'm such a believer in going really low and slow with these things, which is the perfect segue into dosing. How do you dose this? This is like everything else. You're going to see dosing protocols all over the map, but I'm going to give you some examples, and then you have to do your own research and decide what's best for you. The standard protocol, if you were to go to one of these wellness clinics and get a prescription for this, would be 1 milligram or 100 units of this 1 to 2 times a week. The woman that I was talking about earlier that had the acne and some other things from this, I think she said fatigue. I can't remember what the other one was, but she was doing 1 milligram 3 times a week, which in my opinion is way too much. So I'm sure that played into it. I'm also going to suspect that she has some of those gene variants that really caused this for her. She's got some detox pathways that are backed up. But in her, it was pronounced more as acne and maybe some fatigue. And other people, they may get that wired feeling or some anxiety. But that's why I would recommend that high of a dose. I would say start with breaking up a 1 milligram dose twice a week. So 0.5 milligrams twice a week. I personally do my injections on a Tuesday and a Saturday. I don't know why. I think that's just how I started, and now it's just ingrained in my head. You can break it up however you want. I started at the half, the 0.5 or the 500 mcgs of this twice a week. Now I do 2 milligrams a week. So I do 1 milligram on Tuesday, 1 milligram on Saturday. I've also heard of people doing like 500 mcgs or 250 mcgs daily, or 5 days on, 2 days off. I have not personally done that. You've also heard me say that I'm a big believer in using these things, how our body pulses them naturally. And so that's not necessarily a bad idea. Although I would start with the 500 mcgs twice a week, make sure you're not having any of those side effects that you wouldn't know necessarily unless you really know your genetics. I have some of those genetics and I have not experienced that, but I also started very slow and I let my body adjust to this. So keep that in mind. And for this one, because I feel like I'm constantly injecting myself, this is one that I just choose to do twice a week. So I'm not doing another injection 5 days on, 2 days off, or every day. Also, this one's an IM. It's an intramuscular injection. Can you do it sub-Q? Yes, you can. I will tell you from experience that on me, it left some gnarly bumps that really hurt. And when I got past the fear of doing an IM injection, I was like, oh, this is awesome, because sometimes I'll have a little bit of tenderness at the injection site, nothing major, and no bumps. And so particularly with L-carnitine, that can leave some pretty gnarly bumps. And so I personally would not recommend sub-Q on this, but if you haven't crossed over to doing the IM injections, you can try it, but just know that I warned you. And I'm going to put the link to the IM syringes that I get. Know that if you're in, I'm in Texas, so know if you're in a different state, you may not be able to get them, but at least you can see what they are. Let's see, what else did I want to say about that? I think that's it in regards to the injection. I'll give you this little tip because this comes up a lot again in the school platform. When I do my IM, I normally do them the side of my thigh. I don't know why. That's just what works to me on the outer side. Oh my gosh, can't imagine doing the inner thigh. That would hurt so bad. But the outer kind of upper side of the thigh, I sit down on my bed with my legs extended and relax because I feel like I've tried to do it standing and my muscles are just too tense. And then I do the injection there. And that's what works for me. There's people do it in the glutes. Other will do the injection in the delts. I have not tried that personally. The glute I have tried, and that was fine too. But for whatever reason, the outer thigh works best for me. So that's another little tip there. And I think that's it. I know I mentioned some of the side effects in the end. Don't let that deter you from trying this. This can really be a great addition to what you're already doing. It's not going to be a total game changer like a GLP, but it will help the GLP and some of those other peptides we talked about. And I just named a few. It can help with AOD. It could help with SS31. It can help with a lot of different peptides. It can help just on its own, just for metabolic support, general metabolic support. And again, some of those nutrient deficiencies that we have, it can help across the board with that, even if you're not taking a peptide or you're on a break from your peptides. You don't necessarily need to cycle this. Like I said, I've been taking it for years, so it's not something you have to cycle. So go give it a try. It's not very expensive, and it'll last you a while, depending on how long you use it. And if you go to the show notes, there's a discount in there, so you can get it for even less than that. Send me your questions. I love getting your questions. I always get them every time I post an episode. I get questions from y'all, which I absolutely love. Go follow me on Instagram and TikTok. Let's just keep this thing going as long as we can without being censored. It's so annoying. If you are a woman and you are into peptides, want to know more about peptides, I will put the link in the show notes to the Women's Peptide Collective. That is the school, the SKOOL platform, or you can get on there on that website and school.com and search for the Women's Peptide Collective and the group will come up. And it's just a really special collaborative place with some really smart ladies. I have learned a lot from these ladies already. It continues to amaze me that we're just talking about our experiences. And I think it's great. It actually helps me learn so much more, so I know more about what to talk about with you. And so go join that and please share the podcast with anyone and everyone that you think might be interested. That really helps me continue doing what I do. And I absolutely love doing what I do. And y'all are the absolute best audience that I could ever hope for. And I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. And so that's it for now. So until next time, y'all, have a blessed day.